To get on the line, call 343-0106 now. A show for veterans by veterans.
Good afternoon and welcome to the Scuttlebutt Network radio program, the voice of the veterans for veterans, transmitting live on 106.5 FM and firing the shots heard around the world at scuttlebuttnetwork.com. You're on board with Tom Claxton, co-host Hollywood. Yeah, Hollywood is on AWOL. I mean, he's out on another assignment. But we're both veterans of the United States Marine Corps. We're glad that you've joined us to discuss the issues facing our veterans today. It's a pleasure to be broadcasting from the fabulous Waterfront Restaurant in Daphne. And we've got a great show coming up for you. But first, we'd like to thank all of our fine sponsors that help make this show possible. The Battleship, USS Alabama Memorial Park, Alabama Pipe and Supply, the Charlie Wilson Insurance Agency, the law firm of Gardberg and Kimberly, Daphne's hottest place for child, where we're located today, the Waterfront Restaurant at No. 1 Yacht Club Drive. And Ms. Keisha Chambers, the Medicare lady, and Serenity Funeral and Gardens. And thank you to all of these great sponsors and listeners. We could not do this without their help. And if you heard it on the, let people know that you heard it on the Scuttlebutt. SBN is all about giving our veterans a voice to the issues that are important to them. So join the discussion on Facebook, and you can always check us out, scuttlebuttnetwork.com. And coming up later on, we'll chat with Brother Phil Quigley from Sage Health, and also he's vice president of the marketing for our Veterans Commission in Mobile. Mr. Quigley has several areas that we want to talk about after a while. But first, it's always a pleasure to be here with this glorious lady, Miss Corey Gaston, right here at the Waterfront Restaurant. Corey, welcome back to SBN, and thank you and all your crews for all of things that you do for our veterans and making your facilities available for us in all of our events.
Thank y'all for being here. I hope you had a good lunch today.
Oh, I did. I had some of the...
What'd you eat?
Yeah, I had me some shrimp and some oysters, you know.
Nice.
And my wife had a big old shrimp plate over there, and my buddy Phil Quigley was with me, and he just told me that he's eaten seafood all over this coast.
Uh-huh.
But he was the best meal he's ever had.
Well, that's fantastic.
And he said it has to do with the taste of the food, the way y'all prepare it.
Well, I mean, it's not only that, but, like, we also use Gulf shrimp.
Right.
And, you know, you don't know what you're getting in a lot of places these days.
So true.
But we use Gulf shrimp. Our oysters come from right down here in the bayou, Battery. So
you're getting the Gulf Coast Mobile seafood.
Exactly.
And that's what this country and our area was all built on. Was the freshness of being able to have all that fresh seafood, you know. And it's not imported from someplace in Vietnam or whatever. And it doesn't have all the formaldehyde on it and
right.
all the other things that they use, the chemicals
right.
and MSGs and stuff that they have. So many people are allergic to all that crap now.
Exactly, you know? Exactly.
So you have to be real careful, but it's a blessing here. You guys, you had the South Alabama Veterans Council over here a couple of weeks ago.
We did have them for breakfast a couple of weeks ago. They came out. They had a great turnout. I think it was like right under 70 people out here, so that's fantastic. Love to have them here. Had some great speakers. And then we also honored our Veteran of the Year, Lou
Lartigue,
who passed away.
Yeah.
So.
Brother Lou Lartigue, we lost unexpectedly there with with a, you know, a severe heart attack and all. But that was just devastating. But he'll be highly missed. President of the South Alabama Veterans Council for 16 years.
Oh, wow.
Had his fingers in probably 50 pies. It's every time I turn around, it's Lou and I worked on this project. Lou and I started this project and all, you know. But that's one of the reasons that you guys had recognized him as your Veteran of the Year.
Right, for all the great work he's done, all the service throughout the years.
Oh, yeah. What a blessing. And it's neat to have another organization, Coastal Vibes, here to step up and recognize our veterans. That's just so remarkable that you guys do that. And Pete, here he is out, you know, and if he's not around here, he's probably off somewhere cooking for our troops somewhere,
well,
you know, with his mess boards.
I know he was trying to get on the ship over here that was docked for the Mardi Gras. They were supposed to go out and take him some food on Monday. So I believe he did that for the crew that was docked here. He snuck on that ship somehow on Saturday, made arrangements with somebody.
Oh, my goodness. Leave it to Pete.
And then was going to take him some food over there on Monday to feed those guys. So.
Unbelievable. That is just really unique to see how sincere he is. And he was talking about with me a little while ago when he was in one of his buddies up in New Jersey that's got a couple of restaurants and all up there, this friend of his, and all of the veterans events and things that he's getting involved in there, and all of that they're pulling together in that area, they have seen what we do here on the coast in Mobile,
right?
And they're not seeing that in other parts of the country. We have stronger veteran events and veteran service organizations here on this Mobile Gulf Coast in Baldwin County, Mobile County area, that people are really blown away with everything that we've got going on.
Well, that's fantastic.
But it's thanks to great groups like yourself.
We try to do our part. It's a small part, but we try to,
well,
we try to do it. So.
You're doing it. It's an awesome deal. But you got any events coming up here anytime soon?
So, I mean, the biggest, it's not really an event, but we are dropping a new menu here today. So,
uh-oh.
I mean, I say it's new. It's freshly printed. It's clean. And we've got some new menu items that we've added to it. So we put gumbo on a Mardi Gras menu that we ran as a special for the past month, and it's gone over so well. Gumbo is going to be on the menu full time now.
Okay.
So we've added gumbo to the menu. We're adding some fried cornbread muffins that have a little honey drizzle and some whipped butter on them.
Oh, my Lord.
Absolutely so good. Adding a steak and shrimp dinner.
What?
Yep. Grilled ribeye with some Gulf shrimp on there, served with some grilled potato salad. Grilled potato salad, meaning it's warm.
Grilled?
Yes.
Potato salad.
Delicious. And then it's going to come with whatever our vegetable of the day is that day.
Unbelievable.
And then we're also adding a grilled chicken dish that's going to have grilled chicken, a little bit of our artichoke dip on top, some mozzarella, some panko, and then baked off in the oven, and then served with our starch and veg for the day. It is so good. I've tasted that like 10 times in testing.
Do you have a chef's degree here or what?
I get lots of good help, but I like to eat, so that helps. The fact that I like to eat, so I'm willing to taste anything.
Well, you have a highly recognized chef that's is running your kitchen in there.
Exactly. She'll be one of the Alabama restaurants Chef of the Year this year, so she does a great job. And then, of course, we've got Pete. And then Nick always has an idea or two in his pocket.
Well,
then I just get to taste everything.
Now you get to taste everything.
Say yes, say
make
no.
Make sure it gets on the table. Huh?
Exactly.
Well, you know, I have been watching Facebook, and Nick is showing some new menus that they are bringing out, or some new food dishes that they're bringing out down at Sunset Point.
Yep, we did it here first, and so our menu's coming out today, and so they're testing stuff at Sunset Point to add some different things there. You know, you've got to keep it fresh. Like, you got to keep the staples that everybody loves.
Right.
But then you've got to add some new things to keep it, you know, interesting. You don't want to run the same thing.
Well, and it's over and over again. It's you and your chefs and Nick and Pete and all your innovations, your ideas that they've encompassed of from being all over the world and all the events that they're involved in, and all the cooking schools and classes that you guys are going to. So you've picked up all of this new ideas and bring it back. And that's what we want. We're people. We like to do the same thing the same way all the time.
Well, for people who like the same thing the same way all the time, I still got fried shrimp. I still have fried oysters. I still have fried flounder. Yeah. I still have all those things that you love.
We like to get something
We're
new
just adding
now
some
now
new
then.
Stuff in. So, yeah, she said, she goes, I don't know. We're going to have to get a bigger menu if you add anything else, Corey. This is it. We're going to have to go to a bigger
Your
size.
Printer said, okay, you got to know a different size.
Exactly. She goes, I can't get the print any smaller. People won't be able to read it. This is it. This is all we can put on there. So
that is so cool. But that's neat to see y'all with the new innovations and the things that's coming about here with your facility. But I got a Phil Quigley's coming on board with me here in just a little while, and he hadn't had a chance to visit here too much. And we were just showing him all the separate places that you have for groups from 10 to 20 to 50.
Exactly. Tell him to call or email me, and I'll be happy to help him with
anything.
All right.
Corey Gaston, phone number.
251-626-9329, or you can email me at CoreyG@PaniniPeets.com.
PaniniPeets.com. All right. That's a blessing. Thank you so much for being on board with us today.
Thanks for having me, Tom.
All right. Miss Corey Gaston here with us. And always, you can visit Scuttlebutt Network. And on the other side, we'll have Mr. Phil Quigley.
Our country's battles in the air, on land and sea. First to fight for rights and freedom, and to keep our honor clean. We are proud. Without my rifle, I am useless.
It's Scuttlebutt Radio with your hosts, Tom Claxton and Cal Walters. To get on the line, call 343-0106 now.
And welcome back to the Scuttlebutt Network Radio program, the voice of the veterans for veterans, transmitting live on 106.5 FM. Firing the shots heard around the world on scuttlebuttnetwork.com if you'd like to listen on demand. You can also catch us on the FM Talk 106.5 app for your smartphone. And my tirades are up on castbox.fm if you want to get your blood pressure up a little bit. But it's always a privilege and a pleasure to have one of my dear friends here, and certainly a veterans advocate here on the Gulf Coast, Brother Phil Quigley.
How you doing, Tom?
Man, you got your fingers in it. We were talking about Brother Lou a while ago, then having his fingers in all these pies and being involved in all these things. Now, let's talk about in this first segment about the Sage Health, which you are directly involved with and promoting their organization. And give us a little insight about what Sage Health is and where you guys are located.
Okay, Sage Health is a senior primary care Medicare based, and but what's pretty cool about Sage Health, there's a lot of primary cares out there, and I know they're excellent primary cares. But where we differ, Tom, and you know this, is that we're called what's called value based. In other words, your first appointment, you have 90 minutes. We do all kinds of testing. There's seven different type of testing that we do. Also do blood work, and then you get 45, 50 minutes with the doctor then, not bouncing around to the different exam rooms, right there with you.
Right.
And guess what? You get to talk to the doctor, too.
Is that what? Yeah. Over 3 minutes?
Over
3 seconds?
Well, you know, the national, it's funny you bring that up, the national average is 7 to 12 minutes. With most primary care that you spend with the doctor.
Oh, that's rare, though.
That is, well, that, and you're right, that's rare, too.
It's rare.
But most of the time, you see their hand on the doorknob, and it's like, okay,
well,
here's
the
script.
I've had them to walk in and hand me the script and then take their stethoscope out and check my on my back. Deep breathe one time, okay. All right, you're okay.
Right.
And out there go, you know. But they had to touch me, I guess, to bill.
Right.
I don't know how that that law is, but they had to do that. To see if I was breathing before they handed me that script.
Well, and you know, it's funny you say that as well, because you do get the time. You get to talk with the doctor. What's awesome, too, is when you make that appointment, you know, a lot of times we've come to primary cares or any type of doctor, and you see the waiting area. You see how it's filled. and being fee for service, it's going to back up, because if you go beyond that 7 to 12 minutes that the national average is, it's going to back you up.
Sure it will.
But being that you make that appointment in a value-based primary care, that time is your time. So 5 or so minutes, you're going to be in the back. You got the medical assistant come out to get you, and you're ready to set up. And also, too, with follow-up visits, Tom, you as well can have anywhere from 30 to 60 minutes as well.
Right. Well, I am just really, really amazed and pleased at the services that mm-hmm. y'all render over there. Mm-hmm. My wife is actually one of mm-hmm. your patients
sure.
now. And she's had some problems there, and, mm-hmm. and I'm sure other people have had that I'm in the area that I'm going to relate to them.
Mm-hmm.
And that is, I like the fact that it's a preventative medicine.
Exactly.
I mean, you're not going in there darn near dead before
right.
you get to be treated.
Mm-hmm.
From what I'm seeing in your innovation that y'all are mm-hmm. promoting and producing,
mm-hmm.
is that you like to catch it before it gets too
exactly.
bad.
Exactly.
And you can do this with certain tests. You can do mm-hmm. it with blood tests.
Mm-hmm.
You can see where the irregularities are.
Exactly.
And those things, then you could mm-hmm. start working on. Mm-hmm. She had gone to doctors here for mm-hmm. two or three years
mm-hmm.
and complained about, you know, and I hate to put all this private stuff out there, but it's the truth. Complained about burning in her feet and all mm-hmm. and having a little bit of eye problems mm-hmm. maybe. And some of the other areas that she was having, and they mm-hmm. said, oh, well, you know, your figures look pretty good. We're going to have to watch it. Well, you know, that kept mm-hmm. getting worse and worse and worse. You know, come on. Mm-hmm. So she said, I'm going to try it. So she tried Sage.
You know, it's funny you say that, because we were just sitting there talking about this, and she told me the story. And she, as you said, her feet were hurting and all the different places she had been to. And then she came to Sage Health, and she met with Dr. Marshall, who was also a DO. And she said, after we did all the blood work and testing and everything, that Dr. Marshall's, you know, walked in right off the bat, said, you know, was telling her about the blood counts and everything. And as your wife said, you mean I'm diabetic? She said, yes. And by what you just talked about, by these testing things, she was the first one to, I agree.
They should have caught that, you know.
Yes,
and
yes. But see, you don't have enough time when you got. Not that saying that they're not good doctors. They don't give you that time
right.
that you deserve, because we're not fee-for-service, paid through Medicare. So that's why you get longer time with the doctor, because most fee-for-service doctors can have 3, 4, 5, 6,000 patients per doctor, depending on the size.
Sure.
Our doctors can only have around 400, 500, and then we have another doctor in.
Right.
And so that time now can be given to you.
Well, and we deserve it. There's good money mm-hmm. being paid for that,
yes.
whether we're paying it out of our mm-hmm. pocket or whether they're receiving it from mm-hmm. Medicare, Medicaid,
yep.
Or whatever our senior citizens are doing there. But, I just think it's unique,
mm-hmm.
the type of service that you're performing mm-hmm. there. We haven't, as a senior citizen, and I'm certainly one over on the senior
and I become
side.
One Tuesday. Or maybe I'm already yeah. there.
Well, you know, we just haven't seen that.
Right.
And we haven't been exposed mm-hmm. to that. We get down to the point where mm-hmm. We can't. And then when you call to go to a doctor, it's, well, let's see now, this is February. We can get you in April. Hell, I'm sick today.
Well, and you're right. So, okay, you bring up a great point. That's why I need you around here, Tom. When you become a patient at Sage Health after your first appointment, you get sick, and like you said, you need to see the doctor, you can come on in. You
just
can come
in.
On, just come in that day, because we have places set aside for the ones that get sick, because we want you.
So
in.
You're prepared for walk-ins.
That's it. That's right. As long as it's, you know, a patient.
Right. It's a patient. Right. Yeah.
And see, because we don't want you having to go to a, quote, doc in the box, because you're going to have to pay a copay
well,
there.
Well, you got a copay fee.
Exactly.
There
here you don't, because
anywhere from $25 to $50.
And we know you.
Right.
We know you. You're our patient.
We've already established
the relationship.
A relationship
the
there. You mm-hmm. have a complete mm-hmm. record of my health.
And where else do you find home visits, Tom?
Huh?
We also do home visits.
Say what?
Yeah. Your answer.
Say what?
Right,
what
now.
Did you say?
Home visits. We do home visits.
Well, now let me give you a regard. Mm-hmm. I lost my bride, my mm-hmm. first lady, for mm-hmm. 54 years.
Right.
Back in 11, in like in 08 or 09, mm-hmm. a doctor came to my house to visit her mm-hmm. because she was incapacitated.
Mm-hmm.
Well, he wrote prescriptions for her. Mm-hmm. And all right, it's 8 months, 9 months, 10 months, and about a year later, we needed a new prescription. We don't make house calls. We can't make house calls no more. I said, what?
See, that's...
You know, so, yeah. I had to physically get her and get her in a wheelchair, and I called the ambulance, and they said, oh, we would pay your insurance, pay for it. So I called the ambulance, and they took her over
and
to the doctor.
And how much did that cost in the ambulance?
Well, they paid the $500, but the fee was $800.
Uh-huh.
So I had to pay another $300. So then for like...
But you know, obviously, you're going to do it because that's, you know, you want to give...
Well, I'm going to take care of her, period.
Yes.
So then later on, I had to do the same thing. I had a buddy that had rental trucks, vans that had lifts in them. So I went down and talked to him, and he said, come out here and get you one of these. He said, you built the motor in anyway. So, you know,
so you,
we had
so
a machine shop. Yeah.
But
then he let
it.
Me have it, and I was able to do it. But then, so I had to physically put her on hospice, even though she didn't deserve it at that time.
Right.
Put her on hospice so I could get a doctor to
sure.
her. Now, that's wrong.
It is wrong, Tom, because we think about how many that need home health care. Not a home health care per se, because you know,
well,
we have
on
that.
Side
but
I'm talking about a lot of us do, yeah.
I'm talking about the primary part. And so there's a lot of them that can't that are disabled, handicapped, that can't get out of the bed.
Right.
And I can think of a couple patients that – and I go out and check up on them. That's another thing that I love to do. You know, being outreach, I, you know, get them signed up, get them in. I develop a relationship
sure
with
you
these
do.
Patients.
Right.
And that means a lot to me because they can call me anytime. I can help them out, get them to the doctor, get them to this, get them to that. And here's another thing we do, too, is obviously there's some insurances that offer rides.
Right.
But the problem is there's only so many you have because you need it for your other specialists. You need to get
right.
to, you know, where your meds are at the drugstore.
Oh, yeah.
We also take care of that. We give rides, and we take care of it at our cost.
Holy cow.
And people don't realize how big that is.
All right. Well, we'll get into
this. Wait a minute. Three locations here.
Well, we're not through yet.
Oh, okay.
We're coming
okay.
back. We're going to take
okay.
this break. And we come back, and we'll talk to Phil a little bit more about that. But then I want to hear from a special event
yes.
that he's involved in here on the Gulf Coast for our veterans and all over there. So and you can always go to scuttlebuttnetwork.com for more information. And on the other side of the break, we'll again be with Brother Phil Quigley from Sage Health.
Sergeant Hartman, your senior drill instructor. From now on, you will speak only when spoken to. And the first and last words out of your filthy sewers will be, sir. Do you maggots understand that?
Sir, yes, sir.
Can't hear you. Sound off like you got a pair.
Sir, yes, sir.
It's Scuttlebutt Radio with your hosts, Tom Claxton and Cal Walters. Radio for veterans by veterans. To get on the line, call 343-0106 now.
And welcome back, and thank you for joining us today on the Scuttlebutt Network radio program. Voice of the Veterans for Veterans, transmitting live on 106.5 FM and firing the shots right around the world on scuttlebuttnetwork.com. We're glad that you've joined us to discuss the issues today and listen to what we have to say with you in regards to our veterans and Sage Health. We're coming to you live from the Waterfront Restaurant in Daphne, one of the number one seafood restaurant here on the bay, baby. And we want to thank the fine folks who helped make this show possible. The battleship USS Alabama Memorial Park, Alabama Pipe and Supply. Our sea lawyers, Colin Kimberly, and all the fine lawyers at the law firm of Gardberg and Kimberly. Miss Keisha Chambers, the Medicare lady. Daphne's U.S. Eatery, the waterfront, which we're doing a remote from live today. And the Charlie Wilson Insurance Agency, as well as Serenity Funeral Home and Gardens. And it's great to have Mr. Phil Quigley back on board with us here from Sage Health in the field. Let's close out on the Sage Health because I want to get over into our special event
right.
we've got coming on March the 15th.
Okay. One thing I want to point out too, Tom, and you know this very well. One thing about being a veteran, obviously you can go to the VA clinics. but you can also have an outside source too, outside
we
doctor.
We need that.
So I have a lot of, you know, veterans. Being a veteran myself, I have a lot of veterans that come to Sage
Health.
Right,
you look at one.
That's exactly right. But we're located.
A disabled one at that.
It's like our buddy Tyler said, you look 29.
Yeah, okay. All right, go ahead.
But anyway, we got three locations in Mobile, one on Airport, one on Government. Airport, McGregor, Pine Brook Shopping Plaza, Government, and Catherine. We also have one in Tomaville on St. Stephen's, but we say you're traveling around. We have one in Montgomery. We have one in Gulfport, three in Arkansas, three in Baltimore, but we're also going to expand, double our size coming up with the next 1 and 2 years. And I think we're going to start off with Pensacola and maybe more Mississippi. Just it's going to be nice because even when you travel too and you have a Sage Health close by.
Well, you found a niche.
Yeah,
you found a niche and you found a need, and you're providing that niche and you're providing that need, and it's very worthwhile need that we have. And as I say, I've seen it with my
wife.
And now she's being properly cared for.
Yep.
And she's got her proper medications, and things are smoothing out, and the numbers are all coming back into spec.
And that's what it's all about.
You just get frustrated because
sure you do.
All this stuff happens. You know, hey, I went to the hospital for a heart attack, I thought.
Right.
Took me 3 days in the emergency room for them to determine that it was a gallbladder. It wasn't my heart. Well, we can't find out what's wrong.
Exactly.
What the hell? I'm in the hospital. You got everything in the world here to test me with. Come on.
And, you know, that's other things we have really quick on this. We also have care coordinators that line everything up. Let's say you need other specialists and things like that because we network. We have nurse case managers. You go into the hospital. We network with all the hospitals. We want to make sure our patients are taken care of. They report back to the doctors.
Right.
We just have everything that's aligned that you need to keep our patients in the best health.
Well, you're in line with all the other groups that serve our needed senior citizens and our veterans.
Yep.
You're working with all those.
A lot of partners. Yes, home health cares. Yes. Whether it's hospice, home health care, skilled nursing rehab.
Okay.
There's a lot of them that we work with because, you know, when they check out after 21 days in a skilled nursing rehab, and there's one I work with in particular, I'll say it, Arabella. Kelly will be there at our event. And they have to have, within that 30 days, they have to have a primary care. And we have it set up where we can get it. Can you imagine going to some of these others where they can't get you in 2 and 2.5 months?
Right, right.
And so.
Well, our veterans, you know, our care is that we need. Mm-hmm. If we need to get in a home, the veterans' homes are just anywhere from six months to a year and a half.
Yep.
To try to get into one of those homes. You can tell we are in the restaurant.
Yes, we are. There it is at the bar.
Yeah, so this is real, baby. This is real.
It's a beautiful venue.
Well, Sage has got an awesome place. How can they get in touch with you guys? Do you have a website or a Facebook?
We do. We have a website, too, but just going to Sage Health and you know, look up some of the best primary care, Sage Health. But we also, too, we have outreach people, and you can call me. My number is 251-389-0280. 389-0280.
389-0280.
Mm-hmm. 251 area code. They can give me a call, and I'll make sure they're lined up and taken care of. We give tours,
too. Okay, that's cool.
And we give tours.
Yeah, go ahead and look around the facility and see what see if you like it all over there. And it's, if I didn't have experience with it and I wasn't satisfied with it, we wouldn't be promoting it on Scuttlebutt.
Exactly.
You know, and that's just where I'm at.
And we appreciate
it. If I don't trust it and I don't understand it and I feel weary about it, you're not going to mention it on this station.
Nope.
On this show. So,
and thank
anyway.
You. Okay,
right, let's move on.
Let's move on.
March the 15th.
Yes.
An awesome event.
Yep.
You also have your finger in another pie. You are Vice President of Marketing, is that now called the Vets Commission?
It's called the Mobile Bay Area Veterans Commission.
Mobile Bay Area.
We take care of
Veteran of the Year.
You are the Veteran of the Year. I'm sitting right here, folks, with the Veteran of the Year. And but anyway, we put on most of the you started Mobile, but we are the Mobile Bay because we are part. We want Baldwin County, Mobile County, be involved with both. And we do a lot of veterans events that I put together because leading up to Veterans Day, because we put on the Veterans Day parade in Mobile, we put on as you would know, being Veteran of the Year, we put on the dinner and the luncheon also at Fort Whiting.
And then the dinner for the Patriots.
Exactly.
At the Battle House.
Yes,
right?
At the Battle House. But well, I've enjoyed this, Tom, because a veteran myself, and so what's cool about this is each month I'm putting together programs that honors veterans as some type. You know, there's a lot of dates myself I'd understand. First, I want to say this: March 13th. I did not know this, and I know you've had a couple of the guys on the show. It's K-9 Veterans Day,
right?
And I've learned so much. I didn't realize it out the Battleship Park. And I knew General before Mark, they got an awesome director out there now, but before him was General Cobb, who I'd worked on her staff. General Cobb approved to have Hank buried out there, a K-9 tracker dog.
Whoa.
And so it's called the War Dog Memorial. And so at 1 p.m., March 13th, I'm going to have three veterans that were either handlers or trackers. And we got Lloyd Pursley, that was a K-9 tracker during Vietnam. And he sent me some interesting articles. Look it up, what a K-9 tracker is. They used to track the North Vietnamese. They could, you know, you and I talked about this, especially one of the guys that's going to be here the 13th. But Lloyd Pursley, and the one I'm going to be talking about now is Cody.
Cody
Allo. He was he'd been over in Saudi, and he was a naval canine handler. But his dogs, they could track, you know, the human itself. They could track.
Not just a bomb or ammunition.
Yeah. Humans. And he also uses dogs now to track waters that are contaminated.
Phil, I just heard him talk yesterday
yes.
morning, and they are training these new dogs to that will defect or detect poop.
Exactly.
In our water.
Exactly.
E. coli. That otherwise you would have to take a sample and send it off.
And did you see that map that he showed bad some of our areas are?
Well, we're here on the coast and all, and we've got drainage problems with everything we do, and everything's so low-lying, you know, you can't get enough drop in the lines so that they flow like they should, unless you live on top of Spring Hill or Cottage Hill or whatever. So they're training them to do that, and it's going to clean up our city. It's going to clean up our waterworks.
It's going to be awesome. And Cody was a naval canine handler. And so we're going to have him there, Cody there, and we'll have a third one. But we're also going to have Eric Carney there. His dog's name is Mayhem. It's a Belgian Malinois, and he's been on 100 missions to search and rescue.
Right.
But 15th, that's the biggie.
15th is a big day.
That's 2 days later. At the pavilion at the USS Alabama battleship, the commission, which I'm part of, but also to the council that you and I
are part of, Veterans Council,
and the USS Alabama battleship and Memorial Park, we've all teamed together hosting the 107th birthday of the American Legion. We're in District 33, which is Mobile County and Baldwin County, and we're going to have Van Hubbard, that's going to be the speaker. He's the director, and there's about 11 or 12 American Legions within District 33. So we're going to do a big birthday celebration.
That's going to be a big show.
We're going to have Mayor from Spanish Fort, Mayor Mobile, do proclamations.
And for more information, you can always check us out on ScuttlebuttNetwork.com. And when we return after my tirade.
Mr. Tom Claxton. The discussion about gun control coming in the wake of the terrorist attack in San Bernardino, although entirely misplaced, but nonetheless thrust into the national psyche by the pulpit of the bully-in-chief, has driven me to examine a bit more about how the Second Amendment has affected our nation from its very founding. Along the way, I have discovered that some very astute observations that I would like to share with you here. The first is a commentary by Major L. Caudill, USMC retired, entitled, "The Gun is Civilization." I think it speaks volumes about who we are and where we have come from and who we will continue to be if we exist at all as a society. Human beings only have two ways to deal with one another, reason and force. If you want me to do something for you, you have a choice of either convincing me by argument or force me to do your bidding under threat of force. Every human interaction falls into one of these two categories without exception. Reason or force, that's it. In a truly moral and civilized society, people could exclusively interact through persuasion. Force has no place as a valid method of social interaction, and the only thing that removes force from the menu is the personal firearm. As paradoxical as it may sound to some, when I carry a gun, you cannot deal with me by force. You have to use reason and try to persuade me because I have a way to negate your threat or employment of your force. The gun is the only personal weapon that puts a 100-pound woman on equal footing with a 220-pound mugger, a 75-year-old retiree on equal footing with a 19-year-old gangbanger, and a single guy on equal footing with a carload of drunken guys with baseball bats. Isn't that the damn truth? The gun removes the disparity in physical strength, size, or numbers between a potential attacker and a defender. There are plenty of people who consider the gun as a source of bad force equations. They are the people who think that we'd be more civilized if all guns were removed by society, because a firearm makes it easy for an armed mugger to do his job. That, of course, is only true if the mugger's potential victims are mostly disarmed either by choice or by legislative fiat. It has no validity when most of the mugger's potential marks are armed. People who argue for the banning of arms ask for automatic rule by the young, the strong, and the many. And that's the exact opposite of a civilized society. A mugger, even an armed one, can only make a successful living in a society where the state has granted him a forced monopoly. Then there's the argument that the gun makes confrontational lethal and otherwise would only result in injury. This argument is fallacious in several ways. Without guns involved, confrontations are won by the physically superior party, inflicting overwhelming injury on the loser. People who think that fists, bats, or sticks, or stones don't constitute legal force watch too much TV, where people take beatings and come out of it with a bloodied lip at the worst. The fact that the gun makes lethal force easier works solely in favor of the weaker defender, not the stronger attacker. If both are armed, the field is level. The gun is the only weapon that's as lethal in the hands of an octogenarian as it is in the hands of a weightlifter. It simply wouldn't work as well as a force equalizer if it wasn't both lethal and easily employable. When I carry a gun, I don't do so because I'm looking for a fight, but because I'm looking to be left alone. The gun at my side means that I cannot be forced, only persuaded. I don't carry it because I'm afraid, but because it enables me to be unafraid. It doesn't limit the action of those who would interact with me through reason. Only the actions of those who would do so by force. It removes force from the equation, and that's why carrying a gun is a civilized act. Not a bad read and a perfect common sense approach to the debate. Taken to its logical conclusion, in fact, the greatest civilization is one where all citizens are equally armed and can only be persuaded, never forced. This is why our founding fathers understood all too well, having lived under the heavy hand of the British. But because they were armed, they were able to overcome and fight off their oppressors. Not because they had better diplomats or lawyers or a well-armed police force. No. They won because they had the weapons with which to overthrow England, which until that time had been known as the most formidable fighting force in the world. Yes, along the way, there was much bloodshed on both sides. And as it was said, the tree of liberty must be refreshed from time to time with blood of patriots and tyrants. To say that we as a nation have forgotten this might be a bit of a stretch. Remember, the Japanese in World War II said that they would never invade the U.S. mainland because behind every blade of grass would be a patriot with a gun. I think that today, probably more so than at any time in our history, We should embrace the purpose of the Second Amendment and embrace an armed citizenry, at least an armed law-abiding citizenry. For not only is the gun an equalizer between force and reason, it does not discriminate due to political correctness. A dead terrorist is a dead terrorist, and the civilized gun speaks louder than the barbarian's knife any damn day. For the Scuttlebutt Network, this is Tom Claxton.
If you open the ball on these people, Mr. Nash, you must be prepared to go all the way. Because they won't give up the fight until one of you is dead. Here's how you get him. He pulls a knife, you pull a gun. He sends one of yours to the hospital, you send one of his to the morgue. That's the Chicago.
Where's your drill sergeant, man?
Hold up, sir!
Hold up, sir! So am I to understand that you men completed your training on your own?
That's the fact, Jack!
These are exactly the kind of men I want working on the Scuttlebutt Network.
So we have plenty of time to come back and be with you some other areas that we need to talk about, Phil, and that is I need a little bit more depth on our March the 15th event that we're going to have at the battleship that pertains to the American Legion.
Yes.
Now, give us a little bit more insight about that. Now,
okay.
This is not really open to the public, is
it?
No.
It's something that we wanted to do, all three of the organizations, for the American Legion and what they've done. I mean, 107 years, Tom. And also, too, they put out the 250 challenge because this is our nation's 250th birthday, too, as you know. And so we just wanted to do something special, and for the commanders and for the American Legion members themselves. And so we're going to do that on March 15th, 3 to 6. 3 to 3:30 will be kind of a meet and greet. And I got to say this, too. We couldn't do it without our sponsors. You never can do things without your sponsors.
Right.
And we have some wonderful sponsors.
Give us a little insight on on the people that are working with you on this.
Okay. First of all, Devoted. And I know you know Devoted because you work with Brandon.
Awesome gentleman. Yeah.
Yes,
yeah.
He is. So Devoted Insurance, they do a lot for veterans. Also, too, Keisha will be there. Chambers, I know that she's one of your sponsors.
Yes.
Medicare, she's the Medicare broker. And then also, too, Arabella. Arabella Skilled Nursing Rehab. They have two locations, Mobile, one in Fairhope. ProHealth, home health care. We're also going to have Synergy and Synergy Home Care, because not only do you have to have home health care, but you need home care too,
do
the wash, clean the house, help them bathe.
Well, you know what? That being said, I actually just contacted the VA this morning. You know, I'm not a youngster by any means. And I really, all these years that I've been messing with all this, I don't understand what my benefits are and what I have available to me if something happens to me. So that my wife would have some help, and or herself, and then there's some occasions where these wives are can be compensated for helping take care of us guys maybe at our home and all. So I've just had get in contact with my VA rep and and see what's available out there. But at the same time, all these other organizations out there have some things that are available to our veterans and senior citizens. And they're not aware of, and then it gets down to they need it today, and they don't know who to call.
You know, it's funny you said that, because our good friend and everybody known for a long time, Lou, just passed away.
Pushed our veterans resources for 25 years.
And so his son got in touch with me, who's a retired colonel as well, and they needed good home health care, and also, too, and that's why I said, look, you also are probably going to need home care.
Right.
And a lot of times, your home health does all the medical part, and we have, insurance to take care of that, but there's a lot of out-of-pocket when it comes to home care to the veterans. Guess what? You get, because you're a veteran, and let's say your wife, too, let's say she has some
We're veterans for life.
Exactly.
When we sign up, we just come off of active duty. We're a veteran for the rest
veteran
of our life. We serve.
So you get a certain amount of hours, too, with the home care.
Sure.
And that's important, because you need both. Mm-hmm. And you just brought that up, and that is so important. And, unfortunately, Lou never got to use that. We had him set up, but, he's looking down on us now. But anyway.
So there's another area there, too. I mean, we have so many homes that are not wheelchair and handicap accessible, not only to the interior and exterior of these buildings, but inside. A lot of our places are not large enough for a wheelchair to roll in or have trouble getting through with a walker. You have the bathroom scenario there, the height of the commodes, the walk-in availability, and just all of these things. All of these people together, if you know the right people to contact, you have access to all of that.
You're exactly right. You know? So that's exciting when I can call on these people that help me, these organizations. We're always doing something together. And so this is such a great cause that we're doing on March 15th from 3 to 6, because we're going to have the commanders from each one of the posts. From the District 33, and it's going to be a great fun. We're going to have hors d'oeuvres, and we're going to have birthday cake. And so we'll have, and like I said, proclamations are going to be done.
Well, a lot of people don't realize how important American mm-hmm. Legions are mm-hmm. to our veterans community. Right. This was started after World War I mm-hmm. When some veterans got together and started all that. There's actually 55, like, divisions, which would yep. be a state now. And then they have, I understand, like 106 million members.
Right.
Isn't that unreal? 6 million members.
Think about that.
That's a lot of people, Phil.
Yes, it is.
You know, what if we had that voting strength?
It'd be awesome.
Yeah.
But you know what I think about, too, Tom, and there's other things that they did, because I played for Post 208, is baseball. What they did for high school baseball, too, had the American Legion. It was great what they did with that.
Their foundations mm-hmm. have scholarships mm-hmm. for different people.
Mm-hmm.
And it's mm-hmm.
They do a lot.
They have about 10 or 15 different mm-hmm. charity things that they're doing. And now we're seeing our American Legion riders, the motorcycle
exactly.
riders, have all got together.
Yes,
so.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, Tom, it's going to be great events, and I appreciate today and being on here. As always, you're a great friend. I appreciate you.
God bless you, brother. We appreciate you and what you're doing with Sage. And remember, hero is not a four-letter word. Hoorah!